Okay, today we're beginning Sefer Nezikin, and we're beginning Maseches Baba Kama. So we're up to Baba Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So it says in Mishnah Arba Avos Nezikim, there are four major categories of Nezikim. There may be actually many more than four, but the Mishnah lists four major categories of Nezikim, which means that different ways that me or my property can damage you or your property, and I'm going to have to pay for that. And these four categories are, number one, Hashor, which the Bar Tanur points out, Hu Haregel, Shor is Regel, meaning it does not mean any which way that a shor damages. It means that a shor damages in its normal way of walking as it's walking along. And it could be that, as the Bar Tanur points out, that v'tolda de regel, the tolda of regel would be when it damages with its body as it's walking, lavdafka, that it steps on something, or its head. Hair as it's walking, maybe its hair gets entangled in a kli and it starts schlepping a kli, and the kli breaks as it's schlepping it along the ground. So that is category number one, shor, which over here means regel. The habor, and the second category is a bar, that you have a bar that you dig in the ground and you leave it uncovered. You leave a pothole uncovered, so someone or something is going to fall into that bar, and that's going to cause damage. This is the Bar Tanur points out. You opened up a bar in Rishus Rabim. That's got to be a key element over there, that it's not in your own property. Your own property, you can do whatever you want, but you left it open in Rishus Rabim, and then a shor or a chamor fell into the bar and died. If the bar is 10 tefachim deep, says the Bar Tanura, or if the shor or chamor got damaged and the bar is less than 10 tefachim deep, you're going to have to pay for that. Category number three, the hamave. The mave we're assuming over here means the Bar Tanur points out ze hashen, that it's reference to a tooth. Tooth is lav dafka tooth. It means that which the animal gets hana'a from as it damages. So normally when it eats something, it's getting hana'a, and therefore that's included in the category of mave. Vahever, and fire that you light that burns down something. So that also is going to be included, and that's what the Bar Tanur points out. Zod leka sheyatza of Ezekah, a fire that went out and did damage, and he quotes a pasuk, he says that a fire goes out, and a tolda of that would be something that's darko leilich lahazik, like avno sakino masa'o, the rock or a knife or a burden that you leave on top of a roof, and then the ruach mitzuya comes, wind comes and blows it off of the roof, and it does damage. That would all be included in the category of hever. So lo areya shor karei amave, each category is distinct from the other. So shor, which is regel, is not like mave, which is shein, and the difference between them is that I would not have been able to figure out one from the other, because if the Torah had only said the case of regel, so that's a normal thing that an animal does, and it has no kavanah lahazik, so I would not have derived from there shein, which is something that's not a normal thing for the animal to do. That's something much less common for an animal to do, because animals walk and they're not careful where they go, so they step on things and they bump into things, and therefore if you own an animal, you better keep a close eye on it to make sure it's not stepping on things and bumping into things. But you don't have to be so careful that it's not eating things, because animals typically don't eat things until you feed the animal. V'lo'areya mave kareya shor, and mave is not like shor, because when an animal does mave, it's getting hana'a from it. When an animal is just walking, it's just doing regel, it's not getting any hana'a from it. And therefore, I would have thought that you have to, if it only would have said mave, that I would have thought that you have to keep an eye on it, that it shouldn't get too much hana'a, it shouldn't damage b'derech hana'a, but that you don't have to keep such an eye on it, that it shouldn't damage b'derech hilucha. And the thing that Shein and Regel have in common is that it's about a living animal, as opposed to fire, which is not a living being, and therefore I would not have known to include that. And Shane, Regel, and Eish all have something in common in that they travel and they move when they damage, as opposed to a bor, which just sits there when it damages. I would not have known to include that. What all four have in common is, though, Shedark and Nahazik, that they are normal ways of doing damage, Ushmiras and Alecha, and therefore you have to be careful to make sure that these items don't damage other people's property. You have to be shomer on it. And therefore, when it does damage, you have to pay. You have to pay damages from the meitav, from the very best of the properties that you have. And that's what the Bartanura points out over here, that b'meitav haaretz means me'idish shabinachasov mina meshubach shabahem, from the very best karka that you own, you're going to have to pay the damages. Moving on now to Mishnah Beis, says the Mishnah, kol shechafti Bishmiraso, whatever I have, I'm chayiv to be shomer over to make sure that it doesn't damage. Hichsharti as nisko, I caused that damage. That it's considered as if I prepared that damage, because since I didn't make sure that it didn't damage. So when it does damage, it's considered my fault. It's considered that I'm being posheya and I didn't do what I was supposed to do in terms of guarding it from damaging. That's what the Bartanura says. Im lo shamartiv karotwi, I didn't watch it properly. V'hizik, and therefore it does damage. Ani hu shechsharti v'zimanti oso hezik. I'm the one that prepared and invited that hezik. V'ani chayiv alav, and therefore I'm chayiv. K'gon amos v'shor l'cher shot v'katam. Chayiv. Sh'alav v'mutal shmir shor v'arei lo shom akroi lo. For example, I give my shor to a cher shot or a katan to watch for me. I should realize that they're not capable of watching the shor, and therefore it's my problem. Hechsharti v'miktsas nisko, if I prepared some of the damage, I'm still going to be chayiv as if I prepared the entire damage, meaning maybe I was shomerit but not shomerit sufficiently, so I'm going to be, and then it does damage, so I'm still going to be chayiv. That's what the Bartanura points out over here. It means v'imtikanti v'zimanti miktas anezek avbli shlo zimanti v'tikanti es kulo nischafti lov kilu zimanti kulo kigon. What would be an example of this? Hachofer bar tisha b'rishus harabim, I dig a 9 tefach bar in rishus harabim, uba acher v'ishlim ala asarin, someone else comes and is mashlim to make it a 10 tefach bar, v'nafal sham ashar rachamar umeis, and then ashar rachamar falls there and dies, ha'achron chayiv, the last guy is chayiv. Oh, but he only dug 1 tefach. Yeah, but he was machshir, at least miktas nisko, and therefore he's going to be responsible for kol hanezek. V'chasim shein ben mi'ila, any property that does not belong to Hegdish, Nechasim Shel B'nei Bris, and any property that belongs to people who are Jewish, Nechasim HaMiyuchadim, and any property that's Miyuchad from the time it does damage until that you owned, from the time that it did damage until the time that the Beis Din had paskind about what the obligation for the damage is, Ubekol Makom, and you pay damage that happens wherever it may happen, Chutz Mirushus HaMiyuchadis LaMazik, except for in a place that belongs to the Mazik, Urushus HaNizik VeHaMazik, or a place that belongs to both the Nizik and the mazik. So ukshe hizik, and when it does damage, chava mazik l'shalim tashlumi nezik b'meitav haaretz, then you have to pay the nezik b'meitav haaretz again from the iddis. So let's review what we learned today. So we learned first in Mishnah Aleph that there are four avos nezikin. There's shor, which we defined as regel. There's bar. There's fire. There's mava, which we defined as shein, and there's hever, which is fire. And we said that you cannot derive one from the other. We need psukim to teach me each of these things, because shor is different than mava, and because it's a more normal way of damaging. Mava is different than shor because the animal gets hanah from it, and both mava and shor come from a living thing as opposed to eish, which is not a living thing. And mava, shor, and eish all have in common that they travel when they damage, as opposed to bor, which does not travel when it damages. But what they all four have in common is that these are common things to damage. These are things that can be expected to damage, and therefore you're expected to watch them and to guard them. And if they therefore damage, you have to pay from your iddis shabin chasav. And then in Mishnah Beis we said, whenever I'm obligated to watch over something, I am concerned considered to have prepared the damage if I didn't watch it properly. And even if I only prepared the part of the damage, I have to pay as if I prepared the entire damage, such as I dug the last tefach in the 10th tefach bar. And then we said that nechassim that do not have any mi'ilo, which means nechassim that are not hegdish, that I'm going to be chayiv to pay. If it were hegdish nechassim, I'm not chayiv to pay, because the pasuk says shor re'ehu, and we darshan v'lo shor shel hegdish. Nechassim that belong to Jewish people, as opposed to nechassim of nachri, I'm pater from paying. And nechassim that are miyuchadim, that they have a particular owner, that as opposed to nechassim that belong to hefker, that don't belong to anybody, I would not have to pay. And wherever it does damage, except for my own property or property that I share with the mazik. So in those cases, if it does damage, you have to pay tashlumei nezek mi meitav haaretz. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet.